Just 12 minutes after, or 5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. There we go. That's how we start the week off. No, the way we start the week here on the whole show, we get UNC Bears head basketball coach, Coach Steve Smiley, on the program. The Bears have their home opener tonight in wonderful Greeley, Colorado, going up against Colorado College. But the Bears are 2-1. They've already had three games under their belt. Man, Coach, once this thing starts, it does not slow down at all. For the most part, a very successful trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, no, and you're right. It does not start. First of all, Bray's good to be on the, you know, good to be on the show. But a little bit delirious, man. Three games we got back. Sunday morning, which really meant we flew through the night. You know, we play today, we fly tomorrow. We play Texas on Wednesday, we fly out Thursday, we fly out Saturday, we play two schools in California next week. And, you know, really, like we told the guys, and we've been stressing this all the way through summer workouts, foreign trip, fall workouts. Like, the way our schedule's built, once the season starts, there's not going to be a lot of practice time. And that's fine, because, I mean, ultimately, players would want to play anyways. And we put a lot of time into the practice and preparing, but it's a wild one now that we're in it. So, yeah, we're excited and going back to Hawaii. I mean, for the most part, it was a great, great trip. You know, we let it slip at the very, very end of that third game against, you know, what was really a good Hilo team. And we knew going in that was going to be a tough game. They almost beat Pacific, very well coached. And, you know, it's just funny. I mean, you talk about human psychology and things like that, but, you know, everything that could go wrong in a lot of ways did. We got great looks. I think we had 30 threes. We made six of them. And I think this is a team that will, if you give us 30 good looks, we'll usually make about 13 or 14 of those. And just, you know, that's just one example of a lot of things. But to start the year off and beat a good team in Pacific who, you know, I think is going to be good in the West Coast Conference, which the top seven league in the country, that's not easy to do. And then, more so, you know, Hawaii, you know, they're going to be one of the best teams, I think, in the Big West. And to win there is, you know, from what everyone told us going into it, and then even after playing and winning that game, you know, the people that reached out, the college coaches, said, man, it's virtually impossible to win that game there. And at one point, we were up 26 with 12 minutes to go, and, you know, we were feeling real good, and, you know, it almost caught us, but I know I'm rambling, Brady, but it was a great start to the year for sure.
No, not at all, Coach. People want to hear this, you know. And again, that Hawaii game was just so interesting. You guys just jumped out right out the gates, too, and kind of rolled on through it. Looking at some of your studs in this game, I mean, obviously we knew Dalen Kuntz, we knew Matt Johnson, we knew Bodie Hume were going to be studs. But Dalen Kuntz, I mean, he was the tournament player. He was the player of the tournament. So, I mean, this guy just continues to get better and better with you.
I think he's the one guy that sort of gets a little lost in the shuffle when people talk about our team. Obviously, you know, with Bodie being here forever and being really good, and Matt Johnson being, you know, all-league guy last year, and Coor is so unique. And then, you know, with a couple of guys that came in, you know, Drew Cookshausen, so, you know, intriguing because, you know, he led the country and made threes the last 2 years. And Dalton Connect, he came in as a, you know, junior college All-American. But I wouldn't go so far as to say people forget about Dalen, but sometimes he doesn't get mentioned as well. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, averaged 13, 14 a game last year for us and really didn't really know kind of how we even wanted to play because we didn't have any summer or fall practices. So he's really made a leap now that we've had time to really work with him. And, yeah, he had a great tournament. I mean, he's been locked in. He's been locked in behind the scenes. He's been locked in practices. And I was really happy to see him have that success. And he let the game come to him. You know, he's playing better because he's playing more efficient, you know, taking what the defense gives him.
What an interesting story for him too. Obviously, with that Buffs team a couple of years ago, we you and I talked about it at length when the transfer happened. You know, hey, that's a guard heavy Buffs team at that point, and sure. You know, it wasn't really a matter of is Kuntz a great player, a good player on that side. It was just crowded, and it just made perfect sense here. And he had a great year last year, but man, right off the bat, these three games so far so good for Mr. Kuntz.
Yeah, you know, and he's taking the right types of shots, and he's making shots. He's, you know, we always tell our guys, if you're missing shots, it's one of two reasons. One, you're a bad shooter, or two, you're taking a bad shot. And we don't have a lot of bad shooters on our team, but sometimes all of our guys will take shots that we don't want them to take, you know, just analytically or whatever. So Dalen's really bought into trying, you know, we looked at his numbers coming in, and just all the way back to, you know, his efficiency and things. It's like, hey, if you buy into this, if you drink the Kool-Aid, we can make you a better player just by you learning what a good and bad shot is. And that sounds really easy, but it's really hard depending on how your game is kind of, you know, based off of. And Dalen's bought into that. So, no, I'm really happy for him for sure.
What about Bodie Hume? Nice game against on Hawaii, too. And he's been getting that scoring up again. Last year, we saw kind of an up-and-down year until the conference, Coach. I mean, the conference tournament, he goes off. I think he scored 60 points in two games. I mean, yep. he was incredible. What do you see this year for him? Do you see those games where we're going to get more into that, dare I say, more into that 30-point range? Or are we going to float kind of around that 16, 20 points?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, we do have, I mean, with kind of the six guys that are playing, you know, the majority of the minutes, Bodie's proven he can score 30 in a game. You know, Dalen's proven he can score 30 in a game. Matt Johnson has proven he can score 30 in a game. Then you kind of go through Coor, which, you know, Coor won't get to that, but Coor's a guy that, you know, floats consistently around, you know, anywhere from 12 to 20 a game, depending on how the game flow goes. And these new guys, you know, Drew Cookshausen came in and made, what, six threes and really seven because they fouled him on one. He made all the free throws. You know, boom, he's in the 20s. And Dalton connect, and it hasn't happened yet, but it will. Dalton can really score. So the point being that our biggest concern with this team is not scoring, you know, power or anything like that. It's more so like one of our phrases right now is it's our shot. It's not your shot. It's our shot. And going to Bodie, he's really bought into that. Like, you know, he's not taking bad shots. I think he's only averaging 12 points a game, but the great thing about him is he could care less. All he cares about is winning. And there will be nights, and really, he's not shooting well right now. I mean, he's had some great looks from three in all three of the games. It's not going in, you know, to the level that it will. And once his shots start to drop, I mean, his scoring will go up as well. So the point being that he's as happy for a guy like Dalen, and then the night that Drew scored well, and then, you know, Coor, it just doesn't matter to these guys. It could be a different guy every night, and that's what I think is so exciting. It can make us so dangerous.
Getting that first home game tonight, Coach, going up against Colorado College. We'll have that game on KFKA. Our pregame show starts at 5:30. So we're just pumped to get Bears basketball back on the airwaves, of course. But there's an interesting non-conference stretch for you guys leading up to, you know, when you finally get into conference play. There's a lot of games that I know people are highlighting, certainly including that one you mentioned to start the show, going against a pretty interesting team in Texas on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing, obviously the lesson learned, is, and I don't think our guys overlooked Hawaii Hilo. I think I think our guys were dialed in and they knew. We really tried to say, listen, these guys are good and they can beat you. You know, that was the discussion from the start. But still, human nature is, all right, well, you know, we just won two really hard games. And, you know, Hilo's 0-2 in the same tournament. I mean, we should be okay, right, Coach? Like, that's just the human nature of it that you're fighting. Obviously, you know, with what happened there, you move into this Colorado College game, like, that's the sole focus for the guys, and that's what it needs to be. But 2 days later, you know, 48 hours later, you do have Texas, and I'll tell you, I think the thing about it is just, you know, you go down there, and it's really a mentality game, you know, in the sense like, okay, you know, I think we're good enough to compete. I really do. And I think the way that we're built and how we can score, now we got to solve some things defensively. I'm not very happy with how we're guarding right now defensively, and trying to figure out, you know, if we need to make a few tweaks systematically as well. But you got to go into those things understanding that you're good. And I think, you know, when you look at Texas, like, they're not going to take it lightly. They're going to know that, you know, we started that Pacific game up 16-0, and they're going to know that somehow we got Hawaii down 26 in their home court. So they're going to be locked in, especially coming off of that Gonzaga loss, right? So we are going to get their best punch. And it's a team that has, like, I think 9,500 career Division I points, which is just insane.
Wow.
Eight of their guys in the top 200 NBA draft board right now, which is the most in the country. So they're super talented, and they're really well coached. You know, Coach Beard, we played against those guys when he was at Texas Tech the year they went to the Final Four. And it was kind of the same thing. We walked in that game, I think, at 4-0, and we got their best punch. And I think it was like a 12-point game at halftime when we were right there, and then eventually, you know, we just didn't have the, you know, kind of the shots on one end, but just couldn't get it done. And so I do think that they'll respect us. I do think that means they will have their best punch coming at us. So I'm excited. I would assume if you're a college basketball player, getting a chance to play against, you know, top five, top three team in the country, certainly a team that could win a national championship, like, that's what you want if you're a real competitor. So I think we have those type of guys on our teams that want to go out and really want to compete.
This is what I love about basketball so much, Coach, as opposed to the football side of it. Yeah, football is great. You get that. You get a non-conference game in there where you do go up maybe against some studs once in a while to kind of see what you're all about. But for you guys, you have a lot of those. But we also look at it and say, man, this UNC basketball team, you guys could do a lot of great things this year. So the idea of taking on a Texas team, I mean, it's not as daunting sometimes when you look at the football side. It's scary, but yeah. This is a heck of an opportunity. When you look at this, is it fair to say you say this is a measuring stick type game, or is that somehow not kind of a positive spin, a positive way to look at it?
Well, I think you just let the game play out the way it goes. And I think what's exciting is, you know, we are veterans. You know, if we had the same team but 2 years earlier, and you know, Bodies, Coors, Mats, those type of guys are 2 years earlier in the program, you know, it's really hard because you're young. But you know, we have so many veteran guys now that Dalen's so ingrained into what we're doing. We have so many guys that are old in basketball. You know, Dalen Kuntz was in the same type of league that Texas was in. He's not going to be fazed by those guys. You know, he's going to respect them like we all are. But, you know, you're going to go into that really looking to compete. And I just think that, you know, with our guys, it's so much of its mentality. So many teams go into those things, and rightfully so, say, hey, the talent level is just insane. Let's just go out there and have a good time, guys. Like, no, like, we're out here. I'll never forget, even when I was with Coach Leonard, and it was against Texas Tech. And when we got beat bad at the end, and the next day we had a film session, you know, he was really upset. And I think some of the guys kind of looking around saying, you know, they're looking around saying, well, Coach, that's Texas Tech. And the point was, you know, 4 years ago, like, no, we need to be a program that needs to go into these and look at, we are going to win these games. We're going to be good enough to go in and win these games. And then lo and behold, they went to the Final Four that year. They were really good, but that's what you don't want to go in and just go play the game. You want to go in with the same preparation, and you want to go in with the same edge, and you want to go in and really compete. It's a great opportunity, but they are very good, as good as anyone in the country. So you understand that going in, that if you have any mental breakdown, they will expose immediately because their talent level and their coaching ability is so high level. You have a mental breakdown, you're going to have problems right off the bat.
Well, it's already underway, getting three games in. You'll have a fourth game under your belt before you make that trip, of course, going up against Colorado College tonight. Last one for you, Coach. You had mentioned, you know, defensively, you're seeing some things that you're not really crazy about. When do you start getting in and dissecting? Or do you look at it and say, no, that it was a tournament in Hawaii. That kind of offsets some things. It's early in the season. I don't want to get you know, too nitpicky at this point. Or do you start getting into the lab right now?
We're in the lab, you know, and we were in the lab after our foreign trip games, you know, and you're in the lab when you do private close scrimmages, and you're in the lab, you know, 3 games in 4 days, but still, you're in the lab, you know, forget the games, you're in the lab watching your practice, right? And that's the beauty of film, and you know, it's what keeps us all up at night, and we never sleep because we're always watching film and trying to figure out those little tweaks. But I do think, you know, having three different styles in Hawaii, and there's a few things that really expose us that we need to address and figure out. And not even from an effort standpoint, but just systematically, am I doing the right stuff to put our guys in the best position with this roster defensively? Because I do think there's some things that we can do better, but I also think there's some, you know, there's some flaws that we need to try to hide as well. And that's what we're talking about, staff. How do we hide those flaws and figure out the best plan for our guys? But you're doing that all the time, Brady. It never ends.
I love this roster, Coach. I'm really excited to see what you guys can do throughout the course of the season. It's going to be such a fun journey to follow you guys along this season. And just the best of luck tonight. Go win this first one at home.
All right, Brady. I appreciate you. Thanks,
all right,
man.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That's UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley. And, the Bears are 2-1. And I'm telling you right now, it is an exciting time in Northern Colorado, in the state. This state, and I'm going to say this, I know Michael's producing today, a resident Broncos fan. I know that it's still Broncos country, but as a whole, as far as sports goes, this is a basketball state. This is a basketball state. Colorado State football, yeesh. UNC football, yeesh. CU football, they're up against UCLA and still didn't cover the spread at halftime. They end up losing by, what, 22 or something like that. This overall is a basketball state. And you are, if you don't believe me, go watch a game at Moby Arena. Go see a sellout crowd there. Go watch the Nuggets last night in Denver. Sell another packed house at Ball Arena. Or you can go watch Teddy Bridgewater let a guy go by after a fumble return for a touchdown and just give up the football game. You got a lot of really exciting things going on throughout this state. And I'm talking from Denver North, at least, for what we kind of focus on as far as the basketball side goes. I think UNC is going to be very good. My game of the week. Do we have my game of the week music in there, Michael? I'm not sure. But my game of the week this week actually is UNC and Texas this week. The Bears at Texas. Top 10 team in the country. That is a measuring stick type game. So that's my game of the week. We're looking forward to that one on Wednesday. And again, you can hear, we didn't travel to Hawaii, but you're going to be able to hear UNC basketball right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA throughout the course of the season. Also, 1310KFKA.com. So you can listen via tune in or whatever while you're at the games. So we got that one tonight, Colorado College PDC Energy pregame show with Jerry Schimmel. Get started at 5:30. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss this Broncos fiasco. I'll get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Nuggets insights, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.